rest of the story. The Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court had waited a long time for this one. It's a test case. The issue's about to be tested, the constitutionality of paper money. The Chief Justice believes that paper money is not legal tender. According to him, the U.S. Constitution leaves no room for interpretation. Coins are the only lawful money, and that is that. All this paper has produced runaway inflation, the Chief Justice says. Now he will have the opportunity to abolish it once and for all and bring our country back to the use of hard money. Now let me explain that coin money was our country's only legal tender prior to 1863. Technically, paper money was unlawful. But the man who changed all that was Salmon Chase, the Treasury Secretary under Abraham Lincoln. In fact, his picture appears on the $10,000 bill, which is an ironically lofty denomination, considering his personal responsibility for reducing our dollar to about 35 cents in 17 months. But let's back up a little here. In 1860, Salmon Chase fought Abe Lincoln for the Republican presidential nomination. Chase lost, Lincoln won. After the election, Lincoln gave the post of Treasury Secretary to Chase. It was a tough job in a financially turbulent time. The Treasury Department was grossly disorganized, practically bankrupt. The uncivil war would soon be gulping more reserves. And so, newly elected Treasury Secretary Salmon Chase set out to turn the troubled situation around. He helped originate a national banking system to regulate the nation's monetary affairs. He floated huge loans. He handled trade in the war zone. And most significantly, he fed the war on a diet of paper money. It was called the Greenback Policy. For the first time in American history, paper would be legal tender. Chase proposed it, Congress passed it, Lincoln signed it. Paper became money. Inflationary? Oh, you bet. By mid-July 1864, a mere 17 months after the Greenback Policy had become law, $1 of Salmon Chase's paper was worth 35 cents. Even when the war was no more, paper currency lived on, and the man we have to thank or to blame was Salmon Chase. Now let's turn the clock ahead. It's years later. The Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court believes that Chase was wrong. Paper as legal tender, he says, is unconstitutional. Since his appointment to the Supreme Court, he has been waiting for an opportunity. He has been waiting for a test case on which he might rule against paper currency. Well, such a case finally has reached the Supreme Court. The case was Hepburn versus Griswold. Now the Chief Justice will do his best to vote greenbacks into oblivion. And he will succeed. It is a matter of history, as they say. For this test case, Hepburn versus Griswold came before the United States Supreme Court in 1869. And by a vote of 5-3, the High Court ruled that paper money was unconstitutional. And the Chief Justice who led the fight and won, the man who at least for a while suspended the respectability of paper currency, the Supreme Court's number one jurist who sought to undo what Secretary Salmon Chase had done, was Salmon Chase himself. Now you know the rest of the story.